Susan Brief at Press TV. Protests are growing across the U.S. over the killing of an unarmed African-American teenager. Trayvon Martin was shot dead by a white neighborhood watchman in late February. Now, protesters are demanding the self-appointed neighborhood watch captain face justice. Gasoline prices in the U.S. and U.K. remained high following the West's decision to impose sanctions on Iran's oil. Gasoline for April delivery rose to $3.38 a gallon in the U.S. And in the U.K., the average cost for a liter of petrol jumped to more than $2. Israeli settlers have opened fire on Palestinians in the West Bank and injured a teenager. The trouble erupted when a group of around 40 Israeli settlers entered the Bergen area in the north of the occupied territory and clashed with residents. The Israeli military has not commented on the shooting yet. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed forces have fired poisonous tear gas at protesters during fresh rallies demanding the fall of the regime. Protests were held in the villages of Aali and Sitra. The Manama regime's use of tear gas has already claimed two lives in the past 24 hours. People have taken to the streets in the Yemeni city of Taiz demanding the dismissal of corrupt officials. Now, the protesters demand aides of the deposed ruler, Ali Abdullah Saleh, to leave power. Protesters have been pushing for the demand since a power-sharing deal was signed by rival parties last year. A U.S.-led soldier has been killed in eastern Afghanistan. Reports say the soldier died of non-combat injuries. Now, most of the foreign troops based in eastern Afghanistan are American. The death brings the number of U.S.-led foreign forces killed in Afghanistan this year to 87. Also in Afghanistan, a roadside bomb has left four people, including a former senator, dead in the southern province of Vorozgan. Police say the bomb targeted the senator's vehicle. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, but local police have blamed the Taliban. Egypt's parliament has begun meeting to elect a panel to draft a new constitution. Now, the panel is meant to finish its work before presidential elections due late in May. The new constitution will replace the one annulled by the military following the ouster of former President Hosni Mubarak.